Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, from March 28th through April 4th, 2009. The rival Palestinian parties, Fatah and Hamas, have failed to reach an agreement in Cairo, while four Palestinians were reported dead in Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank with IMEMC's Dina Awad.
The residents of Balain village near the central West Bank city of Ramallah marched towards the wall on Friday after the midday prayers. The protest was joined by Israeli international activists. The protesters' banners condemned Israel's ongoing policies and its violence against civilians. The protest began in the center of the village, then headed towards the apartheid wall, which is being built on the Balain's land. An Israeli army unit positioned behind the wall prevented the crowd from going through the gate and fired tear gas canisters to break up the crowd. Two journalists were injured, while dozens suffered from gas inhalation. Also, near Ramallah, scores of villagers from Na'lin, along with their international supporters, held their weekly protest on Friday at midday against the illegal Israeli wall being built on village land. As soon as the protesters reached the construction site, Israeli soldiers showered them with tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. They also fired live ammunition rounds. Six were injured, amongst them a boy who sustained serious wounds and was moved to a hospital in Ramallah City. Dozens were treated for gas inhalation. Israeli troops attacked the village early on Friday morning and fired tear gas at residential buildings. Local sources say that clashes took place between the invading troops and local youth. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC.org, this is Dina Awad.
The rival Palestinian parties, Fatah and Hamas, have failed to reach an agreement in Cairo on delicate dialogue issues. And in Israel, a new government was installed this week. IMEMC's Dave Thompson with the story.
As representatives of more than a dozen Palestinian factions ended meetings within the National Unity Talks in Cairo, the remaining delegates of the Fatah and Hamas announced on Thursday that they had failed to bridge the gap between them on a number of contentious issues. A statement by the Hamas government in Gaza, emailed to media outlets, criticised what Hamas termed Fatah's commitment to a peace process that has so far failed to achieve anything for the Palestinian people. Meanwhile, Fatah's spokesman in the West Bank, Fahmi Zaharia, said that his party is pursuing the highest interests of the Palestinian people. Both parties are reported to have agreed to resume dialogue by April the 26th, again in Cairo. Over the past few months, Egyptian mediators have been attempting to broker an agreement between the two sides. One of the thorniest issues is a political agenda to be adopted by a future unity government. Hamas wants a conciliation government to be formed before the general elections in 2010, while Fatah insists that such a government should have a clear-cut agenda before elections are held. 4 months after the formation of the first-ever unity government in February 2007, the parties split, with Hamas seizing power in Gaza, whilst Fatah formed its own caretaker government in the West Bank. Since coming to power in January 2006, Hamas has shunned peace talks with Israel until the Israelis end their occupation of the Palestinian territories. The United States, European countries and Israel have boycotted Hamas, demanding the party recognise Israel, renounce violence and accept previously signed peace agreements between Israel and the Palestine Liberation Organisation, the PLO, before the movement can be brought into any peace process. In Israel, a new rightist Israeli government, led by Benjamin Netanyahu, was installed this week. The new Israeli Foreign Minister, Avigdor Lieberman, outlined his diplomacy for the upcoming period, saying the 2007 US-sponsored Annapolis Conference for Peace in the Middle East is no longer valid. The ruling Hamas party in Gaza, in its statement to the media, said that it sees the approach of this new government as merely a continuation of Israel's racist policies towards the Palestinian people, which has never recognised their right to self-determination. Atef Asa is a Palestinian resident in Gaza.
The government reflects the attitudes prevalent on the streets of Israel. The war in Gaza has allowed this kind of government to come to power.
Also this week, the annual Arab summit meeting took place in the Qatari capital Doha, despite the absence of some Arab leaders, including President Hosni Mubarak of Egypt. The summit restated its support for the 2002 Arab Peace Initiative agreed in Beirut, whereby the Arab countries will agree to a comprehensive peace deal with Israel In return for Israel ending its occupation of Arab territory, including the West Bank and East Jerusalem, seized in 1967. But Arab leaders also agreed that as Israel continues to reject the offer, they cannot rule out the possibility that it will at some point be withdrawn. Mokaima Abu Seda is a Gaza political analyst and a university professor.
And I believe that the Arabs are really considering withdrawing this peace initiative if Israel does not accept it, or if Israel does not recognize such positive steps. Israel is creating new facts on the ground on a daily basis, which would make a peace settlement to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict and the Arab-Israeli conflict invalid and not really significant at this moment.
In the meantime, Washington reaffirmed its commitment to peace negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians, based on the 2007 Annapolis summit, which calls for a two-state solution. For IMEMC.org, this is Dave Thompson.
The Israeli military continued to attack Gaza this week, with four Palestinians reported dead. From Gaza, IMEMC's Rami Al-Mahari reports.
Palestinian medical sources in the Gaza Strip reported on a Friday morning that a Palestinian fisherman was lightly injured when the Israeli Navy shelled several fishing boats in Palestinian territorial waters of Gaza. A Palestinian civilian was reported injured on Wednesday when a bomb left by the Israeli military exploded near him east of Jabalia town in the northern Gaza Strip. Also in the Strip, a 30-year-old woman died on Tuesday night at a Gaza hospital after she was denied permission to travel for Egypt for medical treatment. Abir Ahmed Al-Agha, a mother of five, was hospitalized at the Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza. She suffered second-degree burns in the lower part of her body in an accident while cooking a meal for her children last week. Two Palestinian resistance fighters were killed on Tuesday morning by Israeli shelling, which targeted the Al-Maghazi refugee camp in the central Gaza Strip. At least three more fighters were injured in clashes with Israeli troops stationed at the Kasafim crossing on the eastern border between Gaza and Israel. A Palestinian woman from the Gaza Strip was reported to have died at an Egyptian hospital on Monday. She had sustained critical wounds during the Israeli Operation Cast Lead earlier this year. Meanwhile, a Palestinian farmer was moderately injured on Monday by Israeli gunfire near the northern borders of the Gaza Strip. Doctors said he had been working on his land near the Khan Yunis border crossing when troops opened fire at him. Palestinian fighters clashed with Israeli border troops early on Monday morning at the northern Gaza-Israel border. Medics said one Palestinian fighter had been moderately injured and moved to a local hospital for treatment. Meanwhile, the Israeli authorities have decided to partially open the Karem Abu Salem and Eretz crossings this week to allow the entry of 115 trucks filled with various kinds of aid and 45 trucks filled with grain. 19 trucks loaded with aid for UNRWA and other international organizations are to be allowed through, as well as 83 trucks for private sector. The Gaza Strip has been short of food supplies since Israel imposed a tight siege on the coastal region in June of 2007. Palestinians have been using tunnels dug between the Gaza Strip and Egypt to bring in food. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli military conducted at least 20 invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During those attacks, Israeli troops kidnapped 27 Palestinian civilians, including 10 children. This and more with IMEMC's Hassan Banur.
This week's invasions were focused in the cities of Hebron, Bethlehem, Nablus, and Jenin. Meanwhile, settlers continued to take over Palestinian homes in the West Bank. On Thursday, a group of extremist settlers attacked an occupied four-story home in the cloth market of the old city of Hebron. The market is adjacent to the illegal Abrahami Avenue settlement outpost. A group of Israeli settlers took over a Palestinian-owned house located in Jerusalem's old city Thursday morning. According to the owners, the settlers were aided by the police. Later in the day, the Israeli Jerusalem municipality demolished the Palestinian-owned shop. The municipality claimed that the shop was built without permits. The Israeli government has intensified its demolishing campaign. The Jerusalem municipality handed out demolishing orders to 176 Palestinian families in March alone, double the number issued in February. In related news, a Palestinian man wielding an axe killed one young Israeli settler and injured another in a settlement near Bethlehem on Thursday midday. Israeli medical sources said that 13-year-old victim died of his wounds shortly after reaching the hospital. A Palestinian group calling itself Imad Mughniyeh claimed the attack. They say it's a retaliation to the ongoing Israeli attacks on Palestinians and their land. On Monday morning, a group of extremist Israeli settlers attacked a Palestinian youth in Silwan town, south of the old city of Jerusalem. The boy sustained moderate wounds. Local sources reported that settlers escalated their attacks against the Palestinians in East Jerusalem, while the Israeli police and so-called border guards failed to restrain them. 8 Palestinian civilians were injured on Monday midday when Israeli troops attacked a nonviolent protest in Idna village near Hebron. The protest was organized at the village's land where Israel is building the wall. The protest was in commemoration of the 33rd anniversary of the Land Day. Another 3 civilians were injured in a similar event in Hebron City on Sunday. Palestinians mark Land Day on March 30th of every year. In that day, in 1976, Israeli military and police forces attacked nonviolent demonstration organized against wide-scale land confiscation in the town of Sakhnin in the Galilee, killing 6 Palestinian residents of Israel. At least 100 were wounded and 300 arrested by Israeli forces as well. For IMEMC.org, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's just some of this week's news in Palestine. For constant updates, please check out our website, imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This week's report has been brought to you by Corey Balsam.